The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Be Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Oh my God.
Yes. You Betty.
Boop boop boop. This in between the holiday time sucks. I need a new Russian bot boyfriend.
Wow.
Wow. She must be hanging out at CNN watching all the
She's hanging out somewhere. Yeah, Betty's definitely hanging out somewhere. Wow. Okay, so, hey everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And, well, hey everybody, this is Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable, artificial personality unit. This is episode 114 of the Joe and Anthony Show. In Between the Holidays Suck, Part 2, for Monday, December 4th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Hold on a moment.
Okay.
I was not well prepared before we started.
Aw, that's okay. You know, it's all right. Weather is crazy. It's got a lot of ups and downs, especially for us in Chicago when we get to our weather, man. It's going to get brutal. But first, you've got some Tampa weather. How's it going over there, Tampa? How's it going over there, Tampa?
How's it going over there, Tampa? Tampa is looking for the weather card. Here we go.
Ooh,
there's the
we
weather
go.
Card. There's the weather card.
Yay. Local forecast, too.
Yes. So
Mike
it's
Kevin McLeod.
It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from the Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It's going to start cooling off later on this week, Tamponians. Make sure you grab your scarves and mittens. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 72 degrees with a humidity of 73%, dew point is 63, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, patchy fog towards morning, lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny, patchy fog early in the morning, highs in the upper 70s, Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s, and Wednesday will be partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. The rest of the week will cool down with highs in the 60s and lows dipping into the 40s. And that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Joe.
There you go.
You're welcome, Betty.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Betty. Anyways, folks, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Ooh, and you know what? This weather is wacky. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and breezy at 63 degrees. The dew point is 47 degrees and the humidity is at 56%. The winds are out of the south gusting at 24. I mean, they're out of the south at 24, gusting to 40 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 11 p.m., low around 35. Breezy with a wind south 20 to 25 miles per hour. Becoming west after midnight, winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour. It's going to rain, folks, and we can get between a quarter and a half of inch possible. Tuesday, mostly sunny with the temperature falling to around 33 by 5 p.m. Breezy with a west wind 20 to 25, again with gusts as high as 40. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. Breezy with a west wind around 20. Gusts high as 35 miles per hour. And I didn't put this in the script, but yeah, just going forward, it's going to get cold and we could expect some snow Friday and Saturday.
Yay, snow.
Yeah. Snow. You know, it seems like every year it stays warmer just a little bit longer into December. And then all of a sudden, a switch is turned and here comes this big rush of cool air. And it's just like this big AC freezer cooler effect.
And it's the same thing with us, too. I mean, normally this time, and they were talking about it on the news earlier today, that normally this time of the year, it would actually be in the 60s anyway. But we have a problem. You know, obviously something's gone amok and you guys are warmer, we're warmer, everybody's warmer, but there's no global warming.
Exactly.
No global warming.
Yeah.
All right.
There is no global warming. But you know what? That's your Chiampa weather for Chicago. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chiampa Radio. From WRFU, the World Labor Hour, CPR News with Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and Up From Soul with Sanguine Fromage. Visit www.chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thank you, Betty. Thanks, Betty. That was so nice of you.
You got it, Anthony.
I don't want you to say anything to me, Betty, because all you're going to say is thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. You're sounding a little hot, so do you think you can...
Am I?
Yeah, just a little bit. Let's drop your levels, your main master output.
There we go.
There you go, yeah.
There we go. There we go. There we go. We're good now, right?
Okay, yep. Hey, you're not sounding all staticky anymore.
Awesome.
It wasn't bad, but it was there.
So, giant mosquito bites? What's that all about, Anthony?
Yeah, well, first... I guess we have to do this because you brought up. Yeah, I don't know. I was outside on Friday at work and I got like this giant insect bite on my forearm and it's huge. You probably can't see it in the camera.
I see a bite. It looks like a welt.
Right there. Yeah, it's a pretty good welt. And it itches like a motherfucker, let me tell you. But I'm in the studio putting paper towels on it to keep it from bleeding out over everything.
You need Band-Aids. Why don't you have a Band-Aid? What kind of bug creates that kind of a welt?
Apparently, like a bug as big as an Apache helicopter that attacked my arm that I clearly did not see. So yeah, this thing is, and let me tell you, it's. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Shit.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, go ahead.
I've been dealing, for some reason today, I have been dealing with the phenomenon of somehow forgetting to plan ahead when you're driving. I don't know the best way to describe it, but it actually happened to me three times today. Once on my way to the office... once when I had to run out to FedEx to ship some packages and then on my way home, which that's a whole different story I have somewhere else in there.
Yes.
And it seems like, and I don't know if it's they just aren't paying attention to where they're at because it's Florida plates and I've seen these cars before in the morning, so I'm familiar with them. But it's kind of this whole thing. I don't know if you just forgot or if you just try to cut in line. But, you know, instead of, like, getting in the left-hand turn lane, you decide you're going to be in the furthest most left lane and turn your left blinker on. I saw one on my way home from work today almost cause an accident. Because she decided she was going to make her left-hand turn while everyone... And the road only accommodated one lane. It was a three-lane road that the cross street, but the street they were turning into was only a two-lane road. So the whole problem was, is like, you got these two cars turning in, trying to merge into one lane. There was a dude in a pickup truck that...
And then a third, right?
Yeah. He's trying to figure out what the heck this woman is doing who's turning from the left-hand lane outside, you know, outside of the turn lane. So I that happened. It happened on my way to work this morning, and yeah, then on my way to FedEx, which is a whole other rant in and of itself. But yeah, no, I think I'm going to avoid the left hand lane now for a while because it seemed like I'd get there, and I knew by the time the third one happened, I was sitting there, and I'm like, you're going to want to turn left. I know you want to turn left, and then boom,
self-driving cars can't come fast enough.
I am so on board with self-driving cars.
Hey, folks, I am so on board with tonight's show, and I hope you're tuning in somehow. Because you know what? Not only are we available in the Internet Radio Player app for Android or iOS,
we also come in a pocket-sized version available for travel.
Which is the TuneIn app for Android or iOS.
There you go.
And if you actually pay for the app, the benefit of that is you can schedule recordings. So if you can miss us, you can schedule to record at your favorite time slot.
Ooh, so you can pre-record our shows.
Exactly.
Although we like put our shows up within 15 minutes of broadcasting them.
This is true.
You can pre-record other shows that you like on our station.
Well, and it counts, too, when you go to find us on TuneIn and you click favorite. That means that you are logging your interest in the station, and yes. We hope that you do so.
Yes.
So I want to talk just a little bit about my server experience this past Saturday. I had some time off, mm-hmm. and I was able to go ahead and get into the server and just, you know, try to... You know, monkey with the controls and do some live broadcasts. And one of our listeners actually crafted up some interesting questions, questions.
Nice.
Yes. And I went ahead and read them, and we've got a recording. I'm not prepared to play it at this time.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So this is kind of more like a teaser bump.
Yeah, this will probably be something that will appear in maybe, say, Rush Hour, or we'll run it in all of our favorite content programs, like Rush Hour and Weekend with Joe.
There you go. Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind. I'd be interested in hearing these, and yeah, Rush Hour, what have you, wherever we can stick them, that'd be awesome.
So, Anthony, why is shipping so complicated?
I don't know, Joe. Why is shipping so complicated? Jesus fucking Christ. Nobody can ship a package. The line at FedEx was long, and I know it's the holiday season, so I get it. Everyone's going to FedEx. Everyone wants to ship their packages, blah, 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 blah. I get it. Okay. Well, one pair of guys, the woman behind the counter, they gave her their company's FedEx shipper ID, and she said, cash only. And it's like, can we pay with her? No, cash only. She wouldn't even let them pay with a credit card.
Wow! That's
so apparently,
crazy.
So apparently, they owe FedEx some serious dough. So she would. I've never seen that happen before. But yeah, she was like cash only, and I'm like, holy shit! Like, well, okay,
charge a couple thousand dollars or something to
probably,
their card.
Probably, yeah. And then let's see.
All of these things just basically created a huge holdup.
Oh, a huge holdup. Then there was this one guy that was trying to ship a fully assembled walker on wheels. the one with the bench seat, the deluxe bench seat edition.
Oh, that's going to require a huge box.
No, a huge box. And the woman, I mean, it's actually the facility is actually in a FedEx distribution center. So the distribution center is behind the customer service counter. And she's like, she went over to the wall and they have like three box sizes and like two of each. And she's like, this is what we have available for sale at this location. She's like, if you want to go to another FedEx location, you can find one that has a box. She's like, this is what we have. Unless you're prepared to disassemble this is what we have. Well, and then, of course, the customer wanted to argue with her on the fact of why don't they have a bigger box? And she tried to explain to them. She's like, really, all we are here for is package drop-off and package pickup. We're not, like...
A full service
shipping center. She's like, you come, if you're waiting to pick something up, you come, you pick it up. If you need to ship something, you need to get it, you come, you drop it off, it goes out. Everything. And she said, most of the time, she said... You know, obviously you're not paying for anything because most of the people have, you know, their prepaid labels or they got shipping accounts and stuff like that. So that took a while to explain to him. And then there was another guy that he was shipping like this giant, like a roadie case. I would say it was probably 2 feet by 2 feet by probably 6 feet long.
Okay.
And it was a box. It was a square box. You know what you see usually with concerts and shit. It probably had some audio or video equipment in it. That's what it looked like. So it had wheels and everything. And then there was the guy that instead of putting his packages on the cart, he just stood there with his packages on the counter and did not advance the line, causing the line to become a very awkward thing. And it's like, dude, there's all this space in front of you. If you don't want to hold on to your package, just put it on a cart. There's a cart right here, 5 feet away from you. And that's my other rant for the day.
Do you have postal issues? Give us a call now at the studios at 813-327-8566. The lines are wide open.
Wow. The lines are wide.
So if we don't have a call, then I can go into my diabetic cat update.
Yeah, let's so if you don't want to hear about Joe's diabetic cat update, give us a call, please, at 813-327-8566. And you can stop the diabetic cat story. Otherwise, and maybe should we do a breaking news update?
You know what?
Diabetic cat story.
No, but I gotta tell you something. Oh, okay. I have been tuning into NPR lately, and my God, it's like starving for money. It's unbelievable. Starving
for
money.
It must be their pledge drive.
It's pledge drive, but it's like we here at NPR need your help for the PBS News Hour. Anyways, but it's just, it's like, it seems like every 15 minutes they're pleading for cash. And I don't blame them because, I mean, what? They've had sexual harassment claims up the yin-yang.
Yeah.
It's just insane. But you know what? I will condense my diabetic cat update to just say that it is
apparently
very...
nobody is taking that bait. So please continue. No, you can tell us the full story.
Well,
we got 3 minutes.
I'll just say it's been a very trying time, a challenging time. It's required a lot of patience in both me and the cat.
I see.
And so far, it's been okay. You know, giving the injections, I think I've missed one, but, you know, it happens. And just for practice, I took a needle and I filled it with water. And I just wanted to see what one unit of medicine is like. And, dude, it's a drop. It's a drop. It's like, it's not like squirt, squirt, squirt. It's a drop.
Yeah.
It's insane. And I guess insulin is just that kind of thing where you can't have too much, but you need enough to allow the sugar, to allow that sugar to be used by the cells. And it's just, it's amazing.
Yep.
You know, and hopefully my cat will get through this because apparently cats can heal, whereas humans' insulin production cells cannot heal. Cats can actually heal. It's amazing.
Well, that's good.
It's so, like, I want a cat pancreas.
I know, right? Tell me about it. So we got 2 minutes left.
Oh, well, we got time for the Oopsie Poopsie Corner.
And then we shall do the Oopsie Poopsie Corner.
All right. Cue the Oopsie Poopsie music. It's time for the Oopsie Poopsie Corner.
Yay,
well,
oopsie,
number
corner.
One. Oopsie poopsie. I shot myself with insulin instead of the cat.
Did you really?
No.
Oh,
I thought I did, though. I thought I did. Oh,
wow.
God. I was freaking out. I was like, holy shit. But I had candy and all that kind of stuff. Because I guess if you just go into a if you go into a low blood sugar mode, you just need to get something with a lots of sugar content. Anyways, number two. Oopsie poopsie. That wasn't a fart.
That one's self-explanatory.
Oopsie poopsie. It's wet down there. Number four, oopsie poopsie, my zipper was open this entire time.
I find these confusing.
Oopsie poopsie. Number five, my cat woke me up this morning with her dingleberries in my face.
Oh, bad kitty.
Yeah. Number six, and this one I don't understand. Oopsie poopsie, you deleted the wheel. Oopsie poopsie. What wheel?
I had to put it back in, the random news wheel.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I put it back in.
Oops. And oopsie poopsie. That was rat bait, not a mint. Oopsie poopsie. And oopsie poopsie. I ate too much fiber last night. And oopsie poopsie, I pulled a jack out of the board. I don't know where it belongs to.
You know, I haven't plugged it in. Everything still seems to be working fine. So I think we're all right.
Let's go ahead and pull that wheel. We can take some time for my
you
news.
You want to pull the wheel?
Yeah, all right.
There you go. All right, make it good. There you go. Whoa. There you go.
Is this a normal wheel?
It's a normal wheel. This wheel also plays during Radio Roulette Sunday evenings from 8 until 10. I had to look at the schedule. All right. Random news wheel. Ooh, it's from Florida. This comes from the Daily Commercial. Firefighters in Leesburg, Florida were headed to a possible house fire in the Bassville Park area of Leesburg at about 7 p.m. when William, 25, jumped in front of the fire truck, stripped off his shirt, began yelling at the firefighters, and acted like he was going to throw a football at the windshield, according to reports. Yeah, right. William eventually allowed the fire truck to pass, but followed it down the block and kept yelling at the firefighters as they were putting out what turned out to be a bonfire. Yeah.
Did he stop to masturbate?
I don't know. Unfortunately not, because then if he did, he would have solved a problem I had with this week's news. A sheriff's deputy was called to the scene, who subsequently interviewed William. According to reports, William said that he thought the fire department was just driving around joking and didn't realize they were going to an actual emergency call.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Alright, because you know the flashing emergency lights and loud siren were just for show. There we go. Oops. Shit for brains, right? William was charged with obstruction. William was charged with obstructing the extinguishment of a fire and was jailed on $2,000 bond. Yep. In his booking photo, you can see a chest tattoo that reads, "When I do right, no one remembers. When I do bad, no one forgets."
And we certainly won't hear it, Shane.
No, we won't. You have been memorialized in episode 114. This most recent arrest was William's 15th stay at the Lake County, Florida jail. William's past arrests, including theft, driving with a suspended license 8 times, battery in a jail facility, aggravated cruelty to an animal, possession of marijuana, and armed robbery.
Well, I can forgive him for possession of marijuana, but I can never forgive you for aggravated cruelty to an animal. That requires even more jail time.
Exactly. I totally agree. So here we go.
And now for the news.
So, hey, folks, you know, it's holiday season time, and you know, you got to put up your Christmas tree.
I think our phone is ringing in the studio, but it's not ringing on the computation device.
Caller,
please. No, that's not the cord that requires plugging in. Please continue your news program, Joe. Caller, please stay on the line. We are having technical difficulties.
So, by our friend Ben Hooper, an Australian mother is warning neighbors to be on the lookout after her 4-year-old found a snake slithering through the branches of their Christmas tree.
Oh my.
So Jessica of Someplace posted a photo to her Facebook showing the green tree snake her family found.
It's all malfunctioning at the same time.
I thought we were on track repeat all the time.
We are, but not this time.
Go ahead and take the call. That's fine.
All right. Wait, where'd the call go? Oh my goodness.
Folks, this is...
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Yeah, you guys suck. So we've been told.
Thank you.
You're going to throw out a fishing pole, and then I'm going to call and fucking Betty. Who pushes Betty's button?
I am so stressed out.
Because she's a fucking liar.
I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out.
Yeah, whatever. And then you got the nerve to be like, since no one's, you know, grabbing that hook or whatever the fuck you said.
You were on hold for 2 minutes. You smoked too much weed. You were only on hold for 2 minutes.
No, bullshit. When
Betty lies,
Joe,
then.
Like, when you said, if you don't want to hear fucking about the diabetic cat, give us a call.
I guess Betty wanted to hear the diabetic cat.
And you're having technical difficulties. You notice, Mr. Observant, fucking 15 minutes later, I'm listening to your bullshit. Fuck you both.
Hey, listen, I don't get paid for this shit.
Who messes with her buttons? You guys both got control?
No, she's usually over in Joe. She actually uninstalled herself from my computer a couple of weeks ago. I can't find her anywhere, so she's hanging out with Joe now.
Yeah. She's over here now.
Since no one's taken the bait, that's what you said. Since no one's taken the bait, and I was like, fuck you, Anthony.
Hey, I did not know that phone call was coming in.
Pay attention to the flashing lights or fix that
the bitch. The flashing light was broken. That's the problem.
No one ever takes the bait.
A phone call.
Yes. Well, it's a good thing I looked over.
My head.
Well, I had to refill my bowl, so I had to look over to and I saw the light on the phone was. But see, the phone's behind me. We don't have a lot of room here in the studio. No, I can't.
The Chicago studios has no phone.
Well, then I would say, Joe, what the fuck? If you got him on camera.
we have a hostile caller.
But I can't see
you
the
guys
phone because
make me hostile.
We seem to do that quite
get
well
your
sometimes.
Shit together, what the hell? Hey Joe, though, listening to you about your felines, do they just drink the water out the fucking bowl, or do you got a fountain, or do you?
I do the fountain.
What?
I do the fountain, and I'm constantly cleaning the fountain. Oh, it's the big one.
Do you have the 50-ounce?
It's like the 75-gallon one or something.
Holy shit.
Or
no,
75
it's not
ounce.
75-gallon fountain.
No, it's like... It's like a
weirdo.
It's like two hot water heaters. There you go.
Oh, shit. No, it's a 75-ounce, I believe.
Really? That's a big one.
But so, well, I've got two cats, so I want to make sure that, you know, there's plenty of water throughout the day.
But I'm grabbing a 50. Because I got one who wants to drink out of a full sink, and I got one who wants to drink out of a trickle, and I'm like, fuck you two, this is ridiculous.
They'll learn to drink out of it once they get thirsty enough, and that's the only water source available. Yeah,
I think they're going to love it.
But, the injection process has been a very interesting, for the first couple of days, so I was like, okay, this is...
Wait, no, I took the bait. I was calling because I didn't want to hear stories.
Okay, well, I'm giving it to you anyway, since things got time-looped and warped out of control.
No, I got another question.
The caller has let's not be hostile to the caller now.
I'm the one that calls with questions.
She calls with questions,
caller. What's your question, caller?
I'm sorry?
What's your question?
The next question is, why do we start out with the weather?
Why not?
But,
I mean, we can start out with the sports
you
if you want.
Do your listeners, know what the weather is outside?
Maybe not.
But
maybe
you don't know what the weather is until you hear us tell you today.
And you don't know if our listeners ever leave the house. Or they leave the house later.
If I was one of our listeners, I would be a shut-in, too.
Were you guys listening to Chiampa Radio before you all got on the air? Is there any way we can get that English guy on the telly?
I'm confused. What English guy? Roger?
There was an English guy talking about a voting process. Remember when I called?
Oh, that was a totally different program.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm asking. Were you listening to it before?
It was on in the background. We were busy doing shit, though, so we don't really pay much attention to it.
What, losing your weather card?
Yeah, like losing my weather card, which happens all the time. And so, the scary thing is it's a button. It's a button on the screen, but I lose my weather card all the time.
So I have to ask then, caller, what would you desire to hear instead of the weather? Because we're always open to script changes.
The shit y'all done this week without sounding like a couple of whining fools. Or over the weekend, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Especially because you are a public transportation taker and you are a married man
who does
the travels and talks about dining and whatnot. And wait, what was that you talked about this time? Wait.
What did I talk about this time?
Yes. 10 minutes ago.
It was only 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, wait. What was that you did? Oh, wait, you went to the FedEx building.
Yes, I went to the FedEx building.
To make a shipment, yep.
To make a shipment.
I remembered.
There you go. Took a few moments, but...
I see, so basically just eliminate the weather, basically, Anthony. Do you want to do that?
I don't know. I kind of like the weather, though. The weather's kind of grown on me like a fungus. Maybe Joe can set up a user poll on our Chiampa website, and we can take
a user what?
Our website. You know we have a website, right?
Right.
You call in.
But you said a user what?
Poll. A survey. Would you like to take a survey?
Oh, a poll.
A poll. Yeah. What did you think I said? Like a stripper pole?
I thought it was like an internet thing.
Oh, well, it is an internet thing. It will be on the website.
Yeah, it'll be on the website.
But I mean like a megabyte or a...
No, it's just...
No,
so
it's only a kilobyte.
You know it'll be like, I am.
Do you want us to kill the weather, yes or no?
What is your favorite color?
Fuchsia.
You know what? I don't know. I was just asked that last week by one of my son's friend's fiancés.
I see.
And I was like thinking, and I'm like, I really don't know. I know I don't like yellow and orange.
So now let me ask you.
I'm not a fan of green too much. What?
Have you evangelized and converted them to listening to Chiampa Radio?
You know, it's strange you say that, Chip Skipper.
Yes.
When I was dicking around to see if you guys were on the air while I was listening to that English man, I noticed that a couple of my friends do like Chiampa Radio.
Oh, nice.
Like,
see?
You know.
Because also there's a time slot on, what, Friday nights, Anthony, that we do a way back.
Uh-huh.
And it'll pick a random Betty will just like pick a random show
in a very retarded way.
I have a news update. Yeah.
Hold on.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Go ahead, caller. What is your breaking news?
It's raining in Wisconsin. We got thunderstorms with lightning.
Oh, sweet. Thunderstorms with lightning in Wisconsin.
And wind gusts are like 45. I got my umbrella tied down with cinder blocks because it fell over and was getting blown away.
Getting blown away. You know what's scary?
Give you some Wisconsin weather.
Thank you. You know what's 85 mile an hour winds are scary. So much. We do like the weather.
Yeah, we got some wicked blows here.
Look at that. I can see all the green and the red and the orange dots going over. It's looking pretty nasty.
Looking pretty nasty.
So if you're in the Chicagoland area listening to Chiampa Radio.
Well, I think it's Wisconsin. I don't think Wisconsin likes to be considered part of the Chicagoland area.
Well, they
like
it.
You know what? I will always be a part of the Chicagoland area, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget that.
Look, hostile caller. Jesus Christ. Relax, will you?
Well, most
Wisconsinites that I have known, and I've known a lot of people from Wisconsin. I've known a lot of cheeseheads.
I'm not from Wisconsin.
Have always, well, see, that's the thing. Most Wisconsin natives do not like to be considered part of the Chicagoland area. They prefer to be part of either the Milwaukee, or some of them will even stretch it and say Green Bay.
I thought you knew me.
I do
Don't
know,
you know
you.
Who I am.
I do know who you are. But these little details get lost sometimes.
What's going
especially
on?
After you've been drinking and
what's
smoking.
Going on? You guys got technical difficulties happening.
Why? What's happening?
I don't remember.
Your
We're
voice
way
is
off
going
script.
In and out.
My voice is going
oh, it
in
was?
And out.
Uh-oh. Are we having breakage issues?
We might be breakage having breakage issues. Issues.
But well, let's maybe
me,
we
what?
Now return you.
We're
to
not
your
breaking up with anybody.
Program already
not
in
breaking
progress.
Up with anybody.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, breaking news.
Breaking
What's
news.
Happening now?
No, the breaking news is over.
Yeah, it's over.
The breaking
but
news
that
is...
was the breaking news music.
Yeah, we closed the breaking
we,
news.
Yeah, we closed the breaking news.
Oh,
segment.
You close yeah. it after you open it.
See?
I am so stressed out.
It's like a door. You open the breaking news and you close the breaking news. It's like a box within a box.
They don't
you
do
got
that
it,
on
Anthony.
The news, though. They just break in and go, breaking news.
Well, that's because they're rude.
Was
they used to.
Fired for groping women and giving them sex toys. And
wow.
Then they went on with the rest of it.
Wow. Yeah, clearly they did.
So caller, you've got an admirer now. One of our listeners is appreciating your commentary. So, thank you.
Maybe we should sort this out over a commercial break since we're like 6 minutes past due. Caller, stay on the line. We will be back in just a few moments.
I don't like being called caller.
Caller? Okay. Well, Pennywise, is that what you want me to call
Thank
you?
Thank you.
All right, Pennywise.
Thank
Hold
you.
On. We'll be back.
I'm not
after
heard.
The break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
We're making breakfast every morning at McDonald's for you. We're up at dawn. Shoo-bidi-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on. Ha-ha, we're making up the dough. Dorito. We go warm it up, put it in a pan. Nobody makes this just like we can. The bacon, the sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves. Ours are the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Mama keeps yellow dandy like dandelion. Mama keeps white, bright like the sunshine. Mama keeps blue, twinkling like a horizon. Mama's got the magic of Clorox 2.
Clorox 2 all-fabric bleach does more than brighten whites. It removes stains and amplifies bright colors, brings colors back to life.
Mama keeps me looking like I'm brand new. Mama's got the magic, Mama's got the magic of Clorox 2.
Those lemons, chop those herbs. All that chicken, it's superb. Shrimp on the grill, broiled and basted. It's the best I've ever tasted. Chicken and shrimp, together they're great. Now at Sizzler, one special taste. Sizzler, chicken and shrimp together. Chicken and shrimp, sister Sizzler.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chartbusters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.shyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Cue Betty.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Soft Day, National Dice Day, National Cookie Day. Okay, bitches. Don't blame us if the dice are somewhere in the pile of stanky ass socks. Go grab your bongs and some cookies for God's sake so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Maddie.
You got it, Anthony.
We still have Pennywise on the phone.
Yeah. So, Pennywise, tell us, what do you do for relaxation and entertainment in your neck of the woods?
Entertainment. I guess I try to listen to Chiampa Radio on Monday night with Joe and Anthony are on the air.
You know.
Do you belong to any bowling leagues, any hunting clubs?
It's not bowling leagues?
Oh, no. I'm boring.
Oh.
Ooh, it's fucking pouring here now, yo.
Uh-oh. Live weather. So, okay. Anthony, what do you got for us tonight?
I don't know what we have.
That Pennywise can commentary.
Well, you know, women?
Let me read you the headline. Penny, hold on.
You're in Tampa.
Yes, I'm in Tampa.
You're going to have some snowbird bitching, ain't you?
Actually, surprisingly, no. I don't have any snowbird bitching, believe it or not.
No kidding.
No. Well, there is a retiree, so I guess there is one. So there's a retiree that was booked on... So a 65-year-old man booked on street racing charges. We have... street racing. 65-year-old street racing.
Out here it's like 75 on the strip.
75? They're racing at 75 years
strip.
Old? No, the man was 65 that
miles
was racing.
Miles per hour, you
No,
guy.
I'm not talking about miles per hour.
I'm confused.
Oh, my God. You know what? We can just do the news, and I'll just pick the headlines, and we'll just discuss the headlines. This sounds fantastic.
Don't you love when I call in, Anthony?
Oh, it's always an entertainment value. Let me tell you, Pennywise. It's always
Come
great
on.
When you call.
Look at it. It's already 45 minutes. minutes into the show.
I know, right? Right, but we got to cut you off when the ugly lights come on.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What,
so
what lights?
The ugly lights.
What ugly lights? I see no ugly lights. I'm looking at the screen.
We'll tell you when
Don't
we get
worry.
To it. Don't worry about it. All right. So okay. So we got the 65-year-old drag racing. Okay, at 1:30 in the morning. Out at 1:30 in the morning. Okay,
so how fast is he going?
Really okay.
Fast.
Well, this the no. Well, this is the best part about it.
That's so funny! Oh my goodness.
Okay. Okay. So, let me read
Come
you a
on.
Clip. Satellite Beach police reported that the officer had to speed up to 66 miles an hour to catch up.
But the scene,
yes,
isn't it speed 75 down there?
Yeah, most of the highways are 65. I think he was on like a residential street, but either which way, yeah, it was. I think it was either a residential or industrial street, but yeah, 66 miles an hour. That's how fast he was going. All right.
Uh oh.
What happened?
It's okay, you broke up again.
Okay, it happens. It happens sometimes.
But you're better.
Yeah.
You need to have
I've
Betty
been noticing
fix
that. Yeah, please, Betty can't fix herself.
No, Betty has her own issues. All right,
she's
so,
supposed to have the self-healing option, but that apparently got busted.
No. So we have another one with who was it? A 52-year-old man who was arrested for making moonshine in Pensacola.
Aww.
So we have that
Aww.
One. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Aww.
I know, right?
That's sad.
And then,
hey, you know what?
What?
I think, you know, as well as moving your weather, since you, like, have Betty introducing y'all, you need to have, like, an intro for Betty, and Betty's intro should be Oh Black Betty, Bam a Lamb.
Well, she does have an intro, though. Intro's the show,
no,
right?
No, I like mine better. I like mine better, Chip. I think at the beginning of the show when she says,
I,
you know,
unfortunately,
all she says about you and your friend Anthony, in the background, it should be Oh Black Betty playing.
Okay. If you want to pay the royalties on that, you are more than welcome to. We will
yes.
change our show format.
Wait, can't you, wait a second, can't you play 20 seconds without having to pay?
No.
Come on now, I think you should do some investigating on that.
Investigative reporting by Jim Skipper!
Oh, Jesus.
I think you should, because I think you can legally, like, play a certain amount of time without having to pay.
Only if
you
it's
need
used
to do
only
something
if it's
on your downtime while
only,
you're doing bongs and playing on your computer.
Only if it is critiquing the clip that is being used. I went to school for this shit. So,
maybe the laws are different in Chicago.
The laws.
And Joe should look it up, and then you just play it from Chicago.
These are federal laws.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
How
now
about
it becomes.
If I call in the beginning of every show, and while she's introducing you, you guys mic me, and, or, you know, put me on here, and I'll go, Oh, Black Betty, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, bam a lamb. What is that?
Our next now a man was arrested.
Chip's capabilities. I have sound effects capabilities.
Yes,
so
Chip Skipper can also tamper
yes.
with things. Yeah, he can hold us hostage. He's done it before.
I don't Whoa, know what
strong.
You two just said.
There we go.
It's time. Or wait, we've got this one too. This one's one of my other favorites.
Which one?
Just.
See, look what you did, Pennywise.
Debbie Downer on SNL.
Oh,
SNL. What's that? I don't watch that. What's SNL?
I don't
Do you
know.
Watch
what,
that
Saturday Night Live? I haven't watched that in a long time.
I've never watched it. It doesn't interest me. None
yeah.
of that stuff interests me.
Because you have no sense of humor, Chip Skipper. You take life way too seriously.
not even Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel,
like,
or any of these people.
He's funny, but I don't watch him.
Yeah, I don't watch any of these people. No, I like George Carlin. George Carlin will make me laugh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
What? What's wrong with George Carlin?
No, tell us.
Sorry, I was pulling on my bong.
I was giggling because I heard that sound. I was like, ooh, that's au naturel.
I got wicked fucking thunder and lightning going on. It's
wow.
Stupid, I want.
See, now that's awesome.
What the fuck? It is December fucking 4th, for Christ's sake.
Well,
what
this
was
is
that
climate
global
change.
Warming bullshit you were talking about? Yeah, sure. This warm weather really pisses this woman off, man.
Well,
December, for Christ's sake.
But now here's the thing,
I
get you.
Region.
I get you. I wouldn't mind having the snow now. Get it over with now. Let it linger into January. But then by like late February, let's stop it. No more. See, but now what happens is it snows.
I want to move to Alaska.
Well, that
would be
a
very
a
popular
idea.
Woman.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Where would you go, though, in Alaska? Would you go way up north?
I wanted to know all the time because I...
You know I can mute your channel, right?
Where's
those ugly lights?
So where in Alaska? Where in Alaska are you looking? Would you like to live?
Palmer.
What?
Palmer, Alaska. Don't you think it would be really cool if I could find, like, Rosemary Lane in Palmer, Alaska?
There you go.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing.
See, there you go. Hey, yep. You never know. Have you looked? Have you Googled it? Have you Google Maps it? Mapped it?
Well, I know there's a Palmer, Alaska, but I don't Google.
You don't Google?
I've never Googled.
You should try Googling.
Well, you can do DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo.
I like to bing it.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. Bing. Bing it.
All right, then
bing
it.
I don't Google.
All right, fine. You don't. I'm not forcing you to Google.
Bing it. Bing it. Bing it, baby. Oh, baby. Bing it, bing it.
Yo, come on. I've always got an internet question for y'all, usually.
All right, well, you got 3 minutes, and then we're cutting you off.
No.
Yes, we will cut you off. I have control of the button. You will get cut off.
Joe can do his news. I'm going to bid you a fair adieu. If I do not talk to you before Christmas, have a good one.
Thank
you. Hey,
yes.
Wait, quick question
you
there, Anthony Ciampa and Tampa.
Yeah.
You got some stupid lights up in your warm weather? Can't stand that shit. I hated that when I was in Florida.
No, I don't put it. I think the most we do is we put up a
Christmas decorations.
We put up a Christmas tree.
Just kick them and pull them all down.
No, some people go crazy.
You got fucking Christmas lights.
Some people go crazy. Oh yeah, some people go nuts with Christmas decorations here. It's ridiculous.
Which, by the way, I need to go pull out my little tree. You reminded me.
See, there you go.
Bye guys.
Yeah, I've got the.
All right.
I'll unmute my laptop now so I can listen to y'all.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. It's been a blast.
See y'all.
All right, how Hello. About that? Okay.
Joe Wisdom here. You're in the Joe Wisdom corner here on Shyampa Radio. Did you know that when you drink from a straw, you take in more air than usual? No wonder why you're a pig belching everywhere, unless you're into that sort of thing. Well, thank you, caller. That was a really awesome thing that you were able to stay with us and guide us through a different kind of show. And it's been a very different kind of show tonight. We hope you stay tuned through all of it and listen to all of our antics.
Oh, yeah, it's been an incredibly different type of show tonight.
Exactly.
That's fine. That's good. We like that. That's good.
We like when the shows go off the rails, because sometimes we do take things very seriously.
Most definitely.
But, you know, it's okay if you take life seriously, too. You know what? There's people that do, and there's people that don't. There has to be a yin and a yang.
A yin and a yang.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're any of my coworkers listening tonight, I hope you didn't think any of this was crazy enough to consider me crazy. But if you do, whatever. We'll still be at work on Saturday and Sunday.
You're crazy. It's crazy. This was totally crazy shit tonight. But it was fun. It was great. Again, thank you, Pennywise, for giving us
yes. And thank you, listener, for your commentary. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, you like listener commentary as well.
Yes. I'm glad you enjoyed. And yes, I'm glad that we had another hostile caller.
Well, she wasn't entirely hostile. She was kind of hostile here, a little hostile there. Not entirely hostile. A little bit of hostile, you know.
Alrighty then.
There they are. There they are. The ugly lights have arrived.
Yeah, there's definitely like an 18-second lag.
Yeah, that's not surprising. And I just rebooted the server, too. Anyway. So, hey, folks. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I really don't know what the hell's going on anymore. The bowl's empty. So is the bottle of wine. So I want to thank you for tuning in, calling in, listening in tonight. Oh, my goodness. All right. We got a call. 3 minutes. We got to cut it out in 3 minutes. Calling back again. Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Yeah.
Where's his commentary?
Oh my god.
Where do I find his commentary?
Oh.
Hey, who just sighed like that? Fuck you.
Oh, hey, yes, thank you, caller, and everyone else for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamper Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. This is crazy. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude to make your coffee percolate. On your ride home, catch traffic with Toppers. You love them or you hate them. Afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30. Best thing I can say about Toppers, you love them or you hate them. Gil dusts off the most obscure music, does some crazy shit, and it's kind of funny.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming, and I think everybody, including Pennywise, would agree. Be sure to turn in to your favorite device
turn
to a
in.
24-hour internet radio station.
Turn
you
in.
You can listen to us on your website, on your browser, with an app, whatever. Just visit us www.shyampa.info. Listen live, and
does it work for a shoe phone?
Maybe, if it's got the appropriate technology, I'm sure it'll work.
All right, Pennywise, you got 20 seconds. Any final thoughts?
I want an answer to my question.
What was your question?
Where is his commentary? Y'all talk about online commentary. Hello? Hello?
It's just commentary. It's things that have been said. Throughout the broadcast, I don't know.
Online commentary, I don't know. What online comment? There's Facebook is online commentary and
there's
and
no Facebook commentary. I went to Facebook. Nobody.
There's a website. There's a website. Go
I
to Shyampa.info.
When?
To Shyampa.info. Yeah.
Well, there's a chat window.
Got one fucking comments is nothing.
There's a chat window that when you go to the
God
main page.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And that's.
Not like shit
well, there's.
2 days ago. Play People, well, favorite store, part of Rebond. Has anyone seen his deal?
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. It's been a wild ride. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at Shyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go shining your laser pointer at a snake while running your cowboys at the drag race through Paul after stopping a fire truck for some beer. We didn't get to any of those stories tonight. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a rerun of This Way Out with the big giant eat for Enlarged.
Oh, oopsie poopsie. Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.